from Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, August 30th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Nikki Budzinski of Springfield about the America Grows Act and its potential impact. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A community collaborative is working to assess the needs of people who are struggling to receive long-term care in Champaign County. IPM reporter May Antar has more.
Over the last 5 years, three nursing homes have closed their doors. The most recent was the University Rehabilitation Center in June. Claudia Lenhoff is the executive director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She's part of the collaborative that held its first meeting on Tuesday.
It's sort of like a domino effect that happened in our community, starting with the sale of the former Champaign County nursing home back in 2018.
The collaborative will use surveys and site visits to determine nursing home needs. They hope to have their assessment completed in 6 months. May Antar, IPM News.
Illinois' governor is asking the Biden administration to allow the thousands of migrants in Chicago who are seeking asylum to hold jobs. Jim Meadows reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker told reporters at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur that the migrants are in the country legally while they await hearings on their requests for asylum. He wants the federal government to allow asylum seekers to take jobs in the meantime to relieve the state's labor shortages.
We have jobs available in Illinois, and in the ag community, we have jobs available. We'd like them to be able to work rather than for us simply to be supporting them while they're waiting for their hearing. It seems better for all of us, putting them to work, letting them support themselves.
Pritzker says he and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson made the request in a letter Monday to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He says he's also had several talks with White House and cabinet officials on the subject. I'm Jim Meadows.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced more funding for mental health access in agricultural communities through the Farm Family Resource Initiative. It will fund up to 20 grants at $1,000 each for future Farmers of America chapters across the state. The grants will go towards local efforts increasing access to mental health in schools and community centers. Pritzker says FFA youth are the best advocates on this issue.
This generation knows that health care includes mental health care. I know that we have historically, across the United States, treated it like there's a stigma associated with mental health care. No longer, and especially for this youngest generation of adults.
FFA membership nearly doubled to 41,000 this past year. Grant applications will open this fall. The criminal case against the father of the alleged gunman in the Highland Park mass shooting is moving forward. Patrick Smith reports.
Robert Cremo Jr.'s son, Robert Cremo III, is accused of killing seven people and wounding dozens during the 4th of July parade last year in the northern suburb. The elder Cremo is charged with reckless conduct. He helped his son get a gun permit years before the shooting when his son was 19. Prosecutors say Cremo Jr. should have known his son was dangerous because he'd made previous threats of violence. In motions, the father argued that the law he's charged with violating is overly broad and that his statements helping his son get a gun license were protected by the First Amendment. The judge rejected both of those arguments in a hearing today. Cremo Jr. is scheduled for trial in November. Patrick Smith.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Nikki Budzinski of Springfield about the America Grows Act. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, when immigration is in the news, it's often bad news. Poor conditions, policy fights, and so on. But there are positive immigration stories, and immigrants can have a significant positive effect on our society. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about that next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A bill in Congress would increase federal spending on agriculture research by 5% a year for the next 10 years. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski is the House sponsor of the America Grows Act. The 13th District Democrat says the U.S. needs to ramp up its ag research in order to compete with China and other countries. She talked about the proposal with Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur.
Well, I do think there are some encouraging signs that this is really a bipartisan issue through the appropriations process. Actually, one of the very few of only things that got an increase in funding was agricultural research. That's encouraging, but actually what I introduced, the America Grows Act, would take it a step further, because if you realize that countries like China, the European Union are collectively investing more in their own agricultural research, we need to be keeping up with our own competitive edge. That's right here in central Illinois and the great work that's happening at the University of Illinois and Urbana-Champaign. The America Grows Act would increase our agricultural research investment by 5% each year over the next 10 years to allow us to keep that competitive edge with other countries and really try to solve for what I believe to be a growing problem around food insecurity right here in our country and also internationally.
When you think about putting more money into ag research, are there particular areas that you think are really important to focus on?
Well, one of the things, I was at the University of Illinois just yesterday, and we were talking about some of the work they're doing around soybean research. Specifically, they refer to it as rust fungus that is growing on soybeans. Internationally, this is an issue, but it's also an issue right here in the United States. And so some of the things that I think is very innovative is they're looking at more resilient plants at the University of Illinois, how to deal with things like fungus that are impacting some of our produce. I also think with climate change, some of the things that agricultural research is helping us to learn and kind of build toward is how do we create plants and grow plants in hotter environments, in more carbon environments, and carbon is continuing to exist. So some of the things that the university is leading on is some of those innovations.
How deep do you think is the Republican support for this legislation?
Well, I think we have in the Senate, this is being co-led by Senator Dick Durbin, also Senator Moran, a Republican. I'm working on finding a Republican House lead on the House side of this. We just introduced it, though, on Friday. I'm optimistic that there's a lot of consensus, I think, even among the Illinois delegation, in talking about the investments in agricultural research and the need for it. So I'm hoping that this will be bipartisan in the House. It is bipartisan, though, in the Senate.
I guess too soon for people to have signed on to the bill?
Well, we just introduced it on Friday. So my hope is that as we're doing outreach, we'll have a Senate Republican or two for sure.
Do you think anybody from Illinois on the Republican side?
I would love that. I have the opportunity to serve with Congressman Mike Bost and Congresswoman Mary Miller on the House Ag Committee. I've heard them both talk about the importance of agricultural research, so we'll continue to pursue this with them.
That was Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski of Springfield talking with Jim Meadows about the America Grows Act. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, and Patrick Smith. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.